It's likely you've never heard of nigger neurosis until today, because it's something I made up, the name anyway. The condition it describes, however, is very, very, very real. You see, black people live in a perpetual state of wondering if and how our race is involved when we experience anything. I live with my wife and our 10-month-old daughter in a middle to upper middle class neighborhood in Pittsburgh. It's a type of neighborhood that blocks off its streets once a year for a house and garden tour, where people open up their homes and allow strangers to hang out inside of them. This is easily the whitest block I've ever lived on. Which is saying a lot because I lived in Pittsburgh, the white person's Atlanta, my entire life. We rent a house near a popular neighborhood pub. Between the pub and our house is a fire hydrant. The other day, as I was parked maybe 7 or 8 feet from the hydrant, a white man standing outside of the bar gestured at me to roll down my window. "Hey man, you gotta back up some. I'm a retired firefighter. You gotta be at least 15 feet away from the hydrant." I took a moment to consider who he is. A middle-aged white guy who says he's a retired firefighter. Where I'm parked, 7 feet from the hydrant, which is technically legal but a law that is broken literally every day on this block. Where I am, remember, this is peak white Pittsburgh. Who's with me, my infant daughter, and who I am, a black guy, before deciding how to respond or what to do. This is nigger neurosis. I figured I'd use my black guy arguing in the street with a white guy yearly quota for later on in the year. So I decided to just back up and not argue. The next day, I grabbed a ginger ale at the same pub. I see the bartender, who approaches me and says, "Hey, I see you met Nate yesterday. I can see what happened from the bar. He does that to everyone. He even does it to me, and I've known him for 10 years. While I appreciated the bartender's implicit message, which is that, hey, this isn't a race thing, he's just a bit of a dick about that hydrant, so, you know, don't mind him too much, it really didn't do too much to dispel my nigger neurosis. I mean, maybe he does this to everyone. Black, white, whoever. But was he less polite with me than he would have been with a 37-year-old white guy with an infant in a car seat? And, you know, to be honest, he wasn't like a raging jerk. I mean, he just displayed a normal amount of mundane jerkishness that, you know, you just experience in the street every day. But would this jerkishness have existed if I wasn't who I was and where I was? And if I just ignored him, what would have happened next? Would we have started arguing? And if that happened, would somebody have called the police? And if the police came, is there any doubt that this white, middle-aged, retired firefighter would receive the benefit of the doubt instead of the 30-something black guy wearing sweats with a driver's license that he still hadn't updated with his new address? You know, if you think I'm thinking too much right now, I agree. I am. I definitely am. But I also know you must not be black.